everyone. Welcome to this week's sermon podcast of Be Church. Here, you can listen to our latest weekly sermons for your spiritual growth. We believe that this message will really bless you.
It's a great privilege. Thank you, you guys. You can stay if you want to. There's an anointing here, and God is here. And when we step into that, God starts moving. And I'm just, I don't know, this morning is special. For what reason, we don't know. But I think God is speaking, and He's speaking to all of us, and He's doing something in our hearts. And whenever Pastor Wilmer is away, it's difficult for me. I'm busy, running up and down. We had the seminar this weekend, and there's no time to prepare for the sermon. You know, I leave it like to the end, because I'm busy trying to hear what God wants to say. And if I'm not clear on what God wants to say, I just leave it, okay? So what happens is that I sometimes leave it too late. But that's not a bad thing when it comes to God, because God is a God who speaks to us, and He actually already placed it inside of our hearts. So the message that I want to preach today is really something that I feel God wants you to hear this morning. And for whatever reason, I don't know what God is busy doing in your life, but God wants to come and remind us who we are, what we are chosen for, and also understand the season that we are in. We had a really good time this weekend, okay? We've heard all the testimonies, but I was just reminded again of what God placed inside of us, and also the responsibility that we have. You know, this whole title thing, I'm just going to call it as it is, it's difficult for me. And I keep on saying, no, just call me my name. It's just easy. But what I've realized preparing is that God gives us a responsibility, and we need to own up to the responsibility that God gives us. It's not that we call ourselves that. God ordained it to be so. And so in your lives, God will ordain certain things that will establish it, will equip, and will prepare. And we need to get in line with that, because we are afraid of what the world may think. What are the other people going to think? Who's an apostle? Okay, what do prophets do? We as a church need to stand up and start preaching and telling people what the authority of the church is. How we stand in authority that we've been given. So God led me to work through the book of 1 Peter. We're actually going to read from 1 to 12. We'll just wait with the scripture for now. But you all know that whenever I preach, I like to use the book, The Pilgrim's Progress. Okay, so those who don't know, it's a book, it's just a storytelling, basically aligned with the Bible, but it's not the Word of God. Okay, you can't go and read that book and say it's the Word of God. Okay, John Bynum actually wrote that book when he was in prison. There was things happening, and he took the Bible and he just put it into story form, so that we can go on this journey to see how a Christian, that is us today, are called to walk through this world. Okay, we are called into this world to walk through it, but then our ultimate home is heaven. So God spoke to me to remind you guys again why you are here on earth. Again, there's many reasons, but you need to keep heaven in mind. Because when we keep heaven in mind, everything aligns according to God's will. We've heard in the seminar, sorry for those who missed it, you missed out. Okay, so those who were here, you've heard about inheritance. You've heard about how God places things inside of us to prosper on this earth. But for what reason? The reason is for the kingdom of God to be advanced. We need money to advance. We need wisdom to advance. But in all of that, there's an inheritance that God calls us for. Amen. So I'm not going to go too far ahead. So, Tian, we can put up the story of Sean Thomas wrote, and he posted this in 2019. So I'm gonna read this, so you just understand what I'm referring to when I'm speaking about the Pilgrim's Progress. Now, the Bible is the number one best-selling, most read book of all time. But right behind it is the Pilgrim's Progress, widely considered the second most read book in history. It was written by John Bynum in the form of a how do you say it? Allegory. Am I saying it correct? Okay. A man, Christian, received God's word from a messenger named Evangelist. So he leaves the city of destruction and heads towards the celestial city. Of course, it is all a parable representing the story of every Christian on our journey through this world to heaven. There are a number of very clever characters in the story. Mr. Worldly Wise Man, the Giant Despair. I taught on how the enemy is also in the picture. And many other pilgrims' encounters which represents people and circumstances we all deal with in our life. If you've never read this classic book, you really should. Okay, so I love to read it. And it's a great storytelling of how we walk through this world. He met an evangelist. Okay, now who brings in the people? Who brings in the people into the kingdom? The evangelist. Okay, we are all called to be evangelists. All of us are called to evangelize the world. He's called in, and then he starts his process of walking his walk with God. From the city of destruction, which we were all born into, and where are we going? We are heading to heaven, the celestial city. Understanding the picture that I'm putting out for you. So we see in the book of Peter speaks of us, the Christians, being pilgrims. So we're going to read, let me just get that scripture. If we can get 1 Peter 1 verse 1. And I'm going to do some reading, so please excuse, but we need to read the word of God. We need to understand what the word of God is saying to us. So if we can have the scriptures on, you guys can read with me. Do we have it? Okay, I'm going to start along. So 1 Peter 1 says, to God's elect. Another translation also says missionaries, exiles scattered throughout the province of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification work of the Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood. His grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to God and Father, to our Lord Jesus Christ, in his great mercy has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ the dead, and into the inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all of this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief of all kinds and trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you've not seen him now, you believe in him and are filled with the inexpectable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your soul. A little bit more. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searches intently and with greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the suffering of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you when they spoke of the things that have now been told to you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Verse 13, up until 15, last one. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope and grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Now, pilgrims are placed in this world to journey. And we are placed by God for a specific reason. So I'm going to get to all of that. But one thing I want to make clear this morning is that we don't serve the God of this world. We don't serve the God that people overseas here speak as God. He's God and we honor him. We honor and we serve a eternal God, the three in one. We serve God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that is the basis of what we believe. We see that in the Great Commission that God called us for, he himself, Jesus, speaks about that Trinity that we are called for. So Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Do we have scriptures? Can we show scriptures? Okay. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I am with you to the very end of the age. So Jesus was saying that we should preach, we should teach, and we should go into this world and speak about Jesus and live out the Great Commission that God has called us for. Now, I want to quickly stand still at 1 Peter 1 verse 2. So if you can go to that scripture, we see that God in his Trinity speaks to us in all three of the persons, in how we are called and how we are supposed to conduct our lives as a pilgrim, as a missionary, as one who are called to walk on this earth. So you are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. That's the first part, which represents God. By the sanctification work of the Spirit, to obey Jesus Christ and to be sprinkled with his blood, which cleanses you. And this is Jesus. So who believes that God has got a plan for your life? Come on. You believe that God has got a plan. So in 1 Peter 1 from verse 2, God is saying, God the Father has got a plan for you. Why? Because he says you are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. God chose you specifically. He called you by name. God the Son, Jesus, has washed you with his blood so that you can obey him. So we are called into the kingdom of God for Jesus to come and wash us clean so that we will be able to obey him. People, we need to be born again. We need to be washed by the blood of Jesus Christ to be set free, to be able to obey him. Otherwise, how do we obey him? You know, it's got to do with the Holy Spirit. We are sanctified by the work of the Spirit. So, and God, the Holy Spirit, is at work inside of you, helping you to become more holy day by day. And this is the second part in 1 Peter 1 verse 2. It says, by the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. See, the Trinity of God is not just a doctrine. It is God's power working inside of our lives. So when we say we are called, we say that God has chosen us, me, you, to walk on this earth, to do miracles, to work for him. And he enables us to obey his word. He enables us to be washed clean. And also the Holy Spirit's work inside of us is the one that sanctifies us. You know, the voice that you hear is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. And I just feel in my heart that I need to say this. A church, we need to realize what is at work inside of us. Because, is it Paul who said, what a wretched man am I? Is it, I don't know who said that. Okay, it's just coming up. But it's exactly that. We fail. I get angry. You know, sometimes people, I've got some people in church that tell me just your face saying everything. Okay? That's who I am. So I struggle with certain things. And then I need to just compile myself, just get myself back to, you know what, just breathe, remember why you're here, and just trust God for the process. But I'm human, just as you are human. But we need to understand that God works inside of our hearts, inside of our lives, more than what we actually can imagine. And all of this is coming together for his good, for his glory. So what is a pilgrim? It's a person who makes a journey, often a long one, and many times faced with difficulties and troubles, to a special place for religious purposes. Okay, so you got that. So the city of destruction that I spoke about is our old life and how we now start journeying. Okay, and that's basically your, however old you're going to be, that's your journey as a pilgrim to heaven one day. So God wants to remind us why we are here and where we are heading to. Because you know, if you understand and get this morning, that you are not from this world, you are going home. Your mind starts changing about how we live our life now, because we get so focused on everything, that's happening. We get to a point where we don't understand that if I die today, it's not all done. The world tells us it's done. Okay, some will go somewhere, and there's different stories of what people believe. But when we believe that we cannot die, and there's a reward, there's a home with Christ, with God in heaven, we start living a life of fullness. I hope you guys are getting this. 1 Peter 2 verse 11, it says, "Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against your soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of the good deeds as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation." So just quickly wave at me and say, "I'm an alien." Okay, so if you've heard about aliens, you're one. You're not from this world. God has called you to be here, but you are a stranger walking in a country that is not yours. Okay, so we are ambassadors for Christ, living on this earth to fulfill His purpose and His purpose only. So we become a pilgrim by giving our hearts to Jesus. And I'm going to give an opportunity. You know what? People had to ask me in my life, "Do you want to receive Christ as your Savior?" And I was like, "What does that mean? I don't know what that means." Because I've been to church. I grew up in a family where we served God. But obviously, I didn't know anything about Jesus. I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. I didn't even know that God can speak to you. So you need to be born again to be able to become this pilgrim that's on this journey through life. So that's how you become a pilgrim. God works in your life and you surrender control to Him. So we surrender control of everything that we used to believe, and we now take on a new, it's new character, it's new everything. God puts something inside of us. Now this is just how God says it with us. If you are His child, then you are just a pilgrim here in this world. It is not your ultimate home. So if you are passing through, God still wants us to do something here. Now 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20 says that we are ambassadors for Christ. So understand that this is not your home. Your home is with your Father in heaven. Many of your family and friends are in heaven already waiting for you. Your riches and rewards are in heaven. And I quickly want to speak on that, because God is enabling us to gather riches, to gather inheritance on this earth. For what purpose? For His kingdom. And it's going to be for His kingdom. It is not for yourself. And in the process, God blesses us and He looks after us. But the best blessing that we can have is the one that's in heaven, the one that we will be able to sow now in this life, so that our children will be able to follow us and go with us to heaven. There's inheritance, and there's more to heaven than just being in heaven. The truth is that the truth should impact your lives as Christians, and it will impact your attitude as a believer. Do you know that your attitude will change once you understand what you are called for and why you are here, and understanding that you are just passing through? Now, pilgrims are strategically planted by God. Who believes this? So it's actually beautiful, this. So please, if you can bear with me for this. God has a specific purpose for us being right here where we are. Just tell your neighbor, "I'm called by God to be right here where I am at the moment." Just in your own words, quickly say that. So Peter says that you are aliens, okay? So you're aliens. So, okay, don't quote me, but yeah, that's what the scripture says. But then he says you are scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Okay, I hope I did good on that. But he speaks on how God scatters people over different areas, over different places in this world. So the word scattered, which is beautiful here or interesting, is that the word scatter in Greek means to sow. Okay? So hear this. God is saying, I'm not scattering you only, I'm sowing you into this world. And what are we sowed? What does a seed do? A seed are planted and then it grows. To do what? To bear fruit. To protect, to help. I'll quickly get to that. I don't want to keep us too long, but I want to really get to this point that we need to understand that you are called by God. The Holy Spirit works inside of your life. You are obeying the word of God. So God, when he predestined you, sowed you into this earth. So just quickly think about this. We are all different people, different backgrounds. Some of us were not born here. Some of us were born in a different place. And you are now here. It means that God has specifically sowed your life into someone's life as a baby. Think about that, ne? For a reason. So I don't care if you are rich or you are poor. God decided to sow you into a specific place. And that's the place where God wants you. And then you start this journey as a pilgrim once you get born again. Because we are not born again when we come into this world. Amen? You all agree? Okay? It's very hot in here. Yaku? See water? Okay, sorry. I'm thinking of everything, but I'm not, so sorry. Okay, so you're getting this. You are not born again when you are born. Okay? God says that we must confess him as our Lord and Savior. You need to have a date, a day where you make a decision to follow Christ. So you decide that. You step into the kingdom, starting a journey as a pilgrim on this earth, which is not your final home. It's not your final destination. So God sows you into this earth for a specific reason. He plants you. You are born again. You get to this place. And I'm just talking about the current now. Everyone here, those online, you are in a place for a specific reason. There's a reason why you're not sitting somewhere else today. There's a reason why you are working the work that you are doing. There's a reason why you are a mom today. There's a reason why you lost someone today. There's a reason why you are in a place where you're at. Because God is at work. And his seed is living. His seed has got potential. His seed has got the Holy Spirit, which is the resurrection power of Christ. And that enables us to grow. It enables us to be more than what we are called, just currently believing. So a farmer will sow a seed where he wants to be the plant to be planted, to grow and to bear fruit. The seed, the sower, God calls us to overcome. So quickly think about the four types of ground. What happens, the parable, God says, Jesus said that if you do not understand this parable, how will you understand the rest? Because this is the basic. So just thinking about you being a seed, God scatters you, he plants you, and you now need to start bearing fruit wherever God has placed you. But a quick one, you will not just grow and be this big tree and do whatever you think a tree is supposed to do. It's going to take some effort from you working with the Holy Spirit, being obedient to Christ, because then you will fall into the ground that is good, that is fertile, and you work that ground. So think about it as you being the seed, but also being the farmer in just growing what God is busy doing. But when you are sown into a situation or a place in your life where it's dead, you need to trust God. That you will be able to be resurrected out of that. That the water can come. The Holy Spirit can come and make you grow. A wise gardener does not randomly plant anywhere in the yard, do they? Okay, so who's gardeners? Okay, I love gardening. I don't always have the time, but we were the other day we were at Conrad and Sam's house, farm plot, whatever they've got. They've got a big space, and they took us to go and look at their garden. And yes, I just always feel so refreshed when I look at a garden. You know the smell. It's the ground, the soil that's been worked. And they've decided specifically to plant this here and that there for a reason. Ne? You don't go and plant something just for the sake of planting. You plant it for a reason. So when a gardener will plant, when they plant a tree, they will plant it in the right place to provide shade. If they plant herbs, it will be close to the kitchen so that you can pick the herbs to put in your food so that it can be used. And then if you plant trees for shading or for to bear off the wind, you've seen whether they've planted, I think it's like I'm not into farming of trees or what's it, fruit. But sometimes the trees will block the wind from coming to the other plants. So think about what is your purpose and what has God called you for. Maybe you're one that needs to stand to take the wind for someone else, to protect them. Maybe you need to feed, to give some spice to God's ability to work in people's lives. Just, it's in the basic that God speaks to us. God plants us where he wants us for his purpose. And Peter says here, that is what God has done with you and me. He is the master gardener and God plants us. So the challenge here is, as a pilgrim, we come into this world, we get born again, we start our journey to heaven. So God has called us to eventually get to heaven, but there's a dual purpose. We have a purpose on earth, we have a purpose to do now. We are only here temporarily, and yet as long as we are here, it is according to God's purpose, and we need to realize where he has us as being busy doing what he has planted us here for. So my question is this morning is, where has God planted you? And understanding that when we talk about all of these things, when we talk about what God is busy doing with the church, when we talk about our lives and what the struggles that we go through, because the word says that we will go through things. But if you are like-minded, all working together and understanding that all of us here is actually strangers in this world now, but we all know each other in the spirit. We are all heading to the same place and we have one goal in mind. What is that goal? It is the Great Commission that God has placed in our hearts. And we've heard the Great Commission, it needs finances. It needs us to be schooled. It needs us to be discipled. And you know, all of us can't be disciples. How are we going to get new disciples if there's no believers, new believers, okay? So I'm going to keep on talking about these things whenever I preach, because we need to awaken and be stirred to what God has called us for. We can't just sit and put into ourselves. We need to understand that God places us here for a reason. And you are in your workplace for a reason. You are starting that business for a reason. You are being pushed by God into other things for a reason. God gives us the ability to see further because he's got a plan. But God has not placed you here just to be here. So ask God, what is your function in B Church? What is your function? You know, this church, okay, we've got lots of stories. Okay, we're going to do more testimonies so we can share. But God is working on more testimonies. We can really share from what God has brought us from to where God is taking us. But God has caused this church to be here in Pretoria East on this specific ground, okay? In a tent that's hot, okay, and cold. But God has placed a calling on all of us being here. For a reason. That means he's placed inside of all of us the ability to grow, the ability to change, the ability to bring in everything, the giftings, all of the giftings are here to do and fulfill God's great commission. So remember, you are a pilgrim just moving through this earth, and we have a calling on this earth. But once we understand where we are heading, the trials, the things we go through will actually make more sense. And it will actually not affect you as much as if you are living this life, that this is the only life. You know, we need to take people with us to heaven, because then you're just a pilgrim, not God's pilgrim. Okay? Not someone that's called by God. God has called us to take people with us. And there's inheritance there, a spiritual one, but God has given us the ability to toil, to work the ground, to do what needs to be done so that the kingdom can advance. Because when you are all, we all of us, passed through, who did we leave behind to do the work? That we can welcome them back into heaven, and then who did they prepare? So we've got to change our minds and or just get revelation. And I hope this is helping you this morning. My time is done. We do lots of things in church, but it's good. But if I could just start with this, that you need to understand that God is at work in your life. And you need to understand that you do not conform to this world. You are a stranger to this world, but you are known in heaven and you are known by your Father. When God speaks, He speaks to you out of that place that a father speaks to a son. And we can obey God through the word that's inside of us. We need to obey Jesus, and we need to allow the Holy Spirit to work inside of our lives. Amen. So I want to give an opportunity. Let's just close our eyes. Sabrina, can you help me? I just want to give an opportunity, and you know, I you can open again, sorry. I just quickly want to share this. I had plans and ideas for my life before I was born again. And I was still young, 17, turning 18, I got born again. But I had my own ideas for my life, and I was actually very concerned because I wasn't sure what exactly I must do. But I remember always growing up on a farm, I wanted to be a vet, okay, because my dad had led me like hands-on, I could do anything, okay, that's how it is. And I had this desire to, and I think I shared this before, I just love animals, and I love the nature, and I love what, just everything about that. And I didn't know exactly what I needed to do because I wasn't a top performer, okay, or was it achiever, or both my sisters were, but I was busy doing other things. And I couldn't go and study what I wanted to go and study. And it was really difficult because my dad is someone that's like he's got his way paved out, and all of our ways as well, okay? He's like got everything planned. And it was such a difficult time in my life where I didn't know what to do, or I just didn't know. And then God stepped into my life unexpectedly. He completely turned around my life, like completely. I got born again in an instance, and in an instance God changed my whole perspective. He put into me the heart for people, which I didn't have. I didn't like people. I loved animals. Okay, that's how it was. But He placed His love inside of me for people, and He immediately gave me a purpose. And He said that this is what you will do. And my life changed completely, completely. Because now I'm focused on something else, where previously I was focusing on something different. Even my desires changed in a moment. So I want to tell you that being born again and walking in the kingdom of God is exactly that. We have dreams for our lives, but God comes and He gives us the perfect dream. He gives us the perfect seeing. He works in our lives to be able to see further. And my prayer this morning is that if you've not been born again yet, give God an opportunity to come into your life. Because your life will never be the same again. I cannot speak on behalf of anyone else than myself. My life changed completely. And that is what God will do for you. He will give you a new dream, a God dream. That's what God wants to do. Because we are so focused on what we are seeing. And then I also want to speak to those that are born again, that's believers that are walking the road. Get your perspective that you are passing through, and how we do things are going to change. It's going to be different if you've put your mind on that. You're going to have, it's going to be in the heavens, your thoughts, but it's going to be the heart for God. It's going to be the heart for God for this world and for His people. So trust God for a new dream. Trust God for a God dream in your life. Because if you don't have a dream or something that you see, which way are you walking? Where are you going to? Trust God for that. I've received the dream in my heart. I know exactly what it is. I know exactly how it looks, and it's big, okay? And then I look and I'm like, okay, we're getting there. But I have faith to get there because I can see it. So allow the Holy Spirit to work in your heart to be able to see bigger, dream bigger. Trust God for the dream in your heart that's aligned with His dream, because then you will get there. God will give you the ability. And remember, you're a pilgrim, but you are called for your work. You are called for your school. You are called for your whatever you do. That's where you are going to work. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like to know more about who we are and what we do, go visit our website at bechurch.co.za. We're formed to function. Let's be church.